You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A three-day winning streak for the benchmark indices, the largest in about 3 weeks, has finally come to an end, with the indices being weighed down by the private bank stocks. Welcome to the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. This is Sheetal.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
So the bears have wrested control of Dalal Street today, largely weighed down by weak global cues and also some profit-taking that was on the cards on account of the index trading in a narrow range in the last three trading sessions. An absence of fresh triggers, a fall in foreign liquidity and high valuations are some of the other factors that weighed down on the market sentiment, according to experts. Foreign investors, after pouring more than 3,000 crores into Indian markets on the 3rd of June, when the Nifty, if you recall, scaled that peak of 12,103, have turned net sellers since then to the tune of 2,000 crore rupees, according to SEBI data. The Nifty managed to hold on to the 11,900 mark and the S&P Sensex dropped nearly 200 points. The broader market underperformed, with the S&P BSE mid-cap index falling 0.79% and the small-cap index closing 0.48% lower. The final tally, as it happened on Dalal Street today, the Sensex dropped, like we said, just a shade short of 200 points to close at 39,576, and the Nifty closed 59 points lower at 11,906. Now, on the sectoral front, pretty much all of the indices closed in the red except for Nifty Metal, that was up 0.3%, and Nifty FMCG, marginally up 0.2% or so. All the other sectors felt a fair bit of the pressure, with realty, private bank and auto all losing in the range of 0.9 to 2%. Nifty's top gainers today included Tata Steel, that was up 2.7% at close, GAIL 1.3% up, ONGC gained about 0.9%, Vedanta Limited up 0.7%, and TCS in the tech stocks gained 0.5%. Losers, you had India Bulls Housing Finance down 7.8%, Yes Bank was down 3.1%, Infratel was down 3.1% as well, Tech Mahindra was down 1.7%, and Hero MotoCorp was down 1.6%. In terms of technicals, the Nifty 50 index broke below the 5 days exponential moving average, but bounced back from the 13 days EMA that was placed at 11,786. Umesh Mehta, head of research, Samco Securities, spoke to Money Control, and this is what he had to say. Market is falling on its own weight, given that there are no triggers, news for the markets to get any direction, and therefore now valuation is what is weighing the bosses. He also said that Nifty 50 is trading at a profit-to-earning ratio multiple 29x, which is the highest in decades. Statistically, this high valuation sustains for less than 5% of the time in a bull cycle. FIIs too have scaled down their purchases after a euphoric Modi government win. Mehta also said that all these factors, along with negative international news, have taken the bourses down, and across-the-board selling was witnessed today. A post-election victory range of 11,600 to 11,400 looks reasonable in reality for Nifty. Moving on in the podcast to take a look at some of the stocks that made the headlines. Anil Ambani-led Reliance Capital and Reliance Home Finance said that Pricewaterhouse Chartered Accountants, PwC, has resigned as statutory auditor of both the companies. Reliance Capital closed 6.8% lower, while Reliance Home Finance dropped 4.2% lower. Shares of Dewan Housing Finance Corporation rallied 4% today after the company paid 961 crores interest on non-convertible debentures. India Bulls Housing Finance fell nearly 8% after the company said that it moved the Supreme Court, seeking an urgent listing of a plea filed against it in which it has been alleged that the company misappropriated 98,000 crore rupees of public money. The fall was in addition to the 8% correction that we also saw in the previous session. Shares of Simplex Infrastructures plunged 7% today after rating agency CARE revised its outlook on the company's bank facilities to negative from stable. Maruti Suzuki India shares also fell about 2% today after global brokerage house Deutsche Bank maintained its hold rating but slashed the price target to 6,325 from the earlier 6,450, implying a 9% potential downside from the current levels. Finally, shares of Motherson Sumi Systems gained more than 3% after Credit Suisse retained its positive stance on the stock, citing attractive valuations and expected growth going ahead. And finally, a global update. Well, on the back of a poor showing in the US markets, the Asian markets have ended in the red today as well. Nikkei 225 closed 0.35% lower. Shanghai Composite in China closed 0.56% lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down 1.73% today. Then Kospi in South Korea and Australia's ASX 200 both ended flat but with a negative bias. Europe again has gotten off to a shaky start. London's FTSE is down 0.58% as we speak. DAX in Germany is down 0.43%, France's CAC is down 0.56%, and the Pan-European Stoxx 600 is down 0.38%. And that's it from us on the Evening Walk Down Dalal Street. Have a great evening.
An Evening Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.